of the program brought to you by Bakken Field Tours. Would you like a real tour of the Bakken? In just a moment, we'll tell you how you can do that. With Steve Bakken, I'm Scott Hennen. This is What's on Your Mind, 800-228-0550. We have open lines for you to answer that question for us this half hour, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can also email us studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter easily from our website, whatsonyourmindradio.com. Later this hour, we're going to talk about homelessness in North Dakota. Michael Carbone is the executive director of the North Dakota Coalition for Homeless People. There is a new study that suggests that the homeless problem is growing in North Dakota. Do you think that's true? I mean, set aside studies and numbers, and we'll dig into all that, but just first blush, do you think that homelessness is a problem in North Dakota? Let's talk a little bit about that. And Knobs on Radio is one of our Facebook questions. This is kind of fun. Ford Motor Company is apologizing for too much technology on the radio, Steve. Did you know this?
Absolutely. Give me a knob. Let me hit the seek button or the tune button. That's it. That's all I need.
Evidently, in some of their surveys where they say, what do you like, what do you not like, they're getting a lot of dings at Ford Motor Company over this touchless radio stuff, and so they've gone back to knobs. I'm kind of a knob fan myself. Just keep it simple, all right? There's the volume, there's the tuning button. Of course, we want you to put it where it's at right now and then rip it off. You don't even need that tuning button. You can just leave it right there. But enough already of the. That's why our Facebook question is about this today. One of them, so you can check that out too while you're there. Let me tell you about our sponsor this half hour, and then we'll get to your calls here at 800-228-0550. Steve and I have had the pleasure of being on many of Bakken field tours, but there's so much interest about what's happening in the Bakken, all the challenges, all the opportunities, and how do I understand this? And the folks at Bakken Field Tour have a wonderful opportunity for you, a couple of occasions over the next few weeks to actually go on a real tour. And what they do is they do a briefing in the morning from 8 a.m. till 11, and then they do an actual field tour from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. And you get to go where you normally can't go. You're actually going to, get up there and close hand, see what happens on a rig, and really understand the fracking process and everything that happens. So if you're a business leader that's exploring the area, if you're in the area of investment and interested in the energy sector investments, or real estate developer, or investor, community leader, a financial industry participant, anyone that wants to better understand the Bakken, this is for you. It really is. You get the history and the overview. You get a up-close look at the oil drilling, the hydraulic fracturing, and the production, and the logistics of all of that, all of the areas they operate in, the communities, the infrastructure it takes, the housing, the commercial development. You really get a sense of all of what's happening in energy development with oil and gas infrastructure and the impacts from that on the residential side, the economic development side. Tour a crew camp and see some of the infrastructure impacts to the communities. This is the best way to experience the Bakken firsthand. And I bet you're saying, sign me up. Well, let me tell you quickly what the dates are, and then Steve will tell you how to sign up. June 25th, Williston, with an overnight stay at the Hampton Inn & Suites. July 16th, out of Williston. July 18th, out of Dickinson, with the Ramada Grand Dakota Lodge lodging included. And then August 21st, Williston, Hampton Inn & Suites. And again, 8 a.m. to 11, you do the Bakken briefing, and then 11 from 7, you're actually in the field checking it out. It is well done. Well connected, the way really to get a complete overview of the Bakken oil play. If I want to go, Steve, what do I have to do?
Well, the first thing is we can tell people over and over and over again what's going on out in western North Dakota. And until you see it firsthand, you're not going to believe it. People ask me, that can't be true. That isn't really the way. Yes, it is. But you got to see it firsthand to understand. The best way to do that is one of these Bakken Field Tours. And you can go to BakkenFieldTour.com or give them a call at 701-577-1100. That's 701-577-1100 or BakkenFieldTour.com. You got to see it firsthand. If you don't understand what's going on in western North Dakota, you don't understand the economic impact for the rest of the state, this is your opportunity to see it firsthand and really find out what's going on. I guarantee you will be in awe when you see what's going on out west.
And we welcome them as a sponsor. Again, that number is 701-577-1100 or go to their website, BakkenFieldTour.com. Let's get to the phones here. Jamie. And Bismarck wants to talk about Steve. Have at it, Jamie.
Hey, Steve.
Hi, Jamie.
calling in because you were talking about how you'd like to see both sides work together, and I just got a question for you. You know, we got the Democrats, you know, we got the Rhinos who claim to be Republicans. I was just curious what you'd like the Tea Partiers to work with them guys on, like maybe leaving the borders open and more gun control, higher taxes, convincing everybody climate change is real, helping them make the Bill of Rights irrelevant, banning, you know, coal for use. And what would you like them to work together with them?
Sounds to me like you're saying, Jamie, which crazy idea should they cave on, right?
Jamie, yeah. Let me ask you this. Is anything getting done moving forward in government right now? Anything? Anything
no,
positive?
Because the left-wing ideology is running this country, that's why.
Well,
I don't want the right-wingers to cave to that garbage.
How do you get over that, though? How do you move forward? Is gridlock the answer, Jamie? Is not getting anything done the answer?
I don't know how you get over that other than, you know, get more conservative-minded people elected, but I don't know if that's going to happen either. So, but right now, I guess I'm going to have to say I'm happy with gridlock because the more stuff they do, it just seems to be stuff that goes against our way of life here, trying to make us Western Europe. Or in the case of this open borders policy to make us Northern Mexico.
Well, I would definitely hope that isn't the case, Jamie.
He knows other business owners and Gear and Beer and Bismarck. They can't get people to work, so they're hiring people coming out of Mexico because they can't keep their doors open because nobody will work. I don't know what the answer to that is either, but it makes me sick, I can tell you that.
Well, that's an indication of our economic growth that's going on right now, but, you know, what's the answer? Bringing people from eastern North Dakota, maybe Minnesota, Wisconsin. We've got the jobs, and there's other places in the country that don't have the jobs. We should look there first.
And by the way, Jamie, can I add another crazy idea to your list here? The White House warned today that they would veto the House Farm Bill as it now stands and signaled strongly the fastest path to some compromise this summer would be by taking savings from crop insurance to offset Republican-backed cuts from food stamps. So, when you suggest a reform under the context the federal government is broke, you say yep. let's take a closer look at who's getting food stamps. Do they need them? There's an asset test in this,
yeah,
and there's tighter income limits that are part of this, and that's what the White House is objecting to.
The food nutrition programs are mandated to be funded. They're going to get funded anyway. They're mandated. That goes back to my argument. You know what? We need to separate the food nutrition from the farm bill.
You lost that argument. You're a broken record on that argument, and you've lost.
I know, but
you've lost the argument. It's time to give it up.
It's kind of talk common sense. This administration isn't going to work, Steve. But I agree with what you're saying there, buddy. You guys have a good day. It was nice talking to you.
Thanks for the call. 800-228-0550. This is breaking news today, though. This just out. The White House statement coming today is the Democrats had started a caucus with the farm bill on the agenda, and of course, you know, we just think we got the House and Senate finally to, you know, sing a little kumbaya on this thing and actually get the vote to happen in the House. John Boehner
said
he was
looking positive. It was looking positive.
White House has thrown a monkey wrench in it, so that's news today. Here's our Facebook question you can weigh in. Ford Motor Company announced it's returning traditional buttons and knobs to car radios instead of touchscreens because car owners complained it was too difficult to change radio stations and adjust the volume. We asked, which do you prefer? Good old-fashioned buttons and knobs on your radios or the high-tech gizmos? Here's some of your answers. Buttons, says Sid. We are way over digital. Just because something is technically possible doesn't mean it's a good idea. Tom wants buttons and knobs. Blair says buttons and knobs. Jamie, Bob, knobs. Craig, same. Jeannie, same. Michael, Greg. Harry says, I have touchscreen, but buttons on my steering wheel. Oh, I see. In other words, the radio is touchscreen, but you can adjust the...
You still have controls on the steering wheel.
I am on my steering wheel, too. I never use them. Do you, Steve?
Yeah, I do all the time.
I haven't figured it out.
So much... Well, sit down with the book, Scott.
There you go. Scotty says, I can't even find my horn in my new SUV. By the time I do find it, the idiot ahead of me has finally realized the light turned green. Another Scott says, about time. I hated those small knobs since they came out 30 years ago. Try and do anything to a radio with gloves... in a North Dakota winter. Rochelle says, I forgot I even had a touchscreen because I use the knobs and buttons so much more. It's way easier. who wants to think about all that while driving. Just another distraction, in my opinion. So buttons and knobs are winning big here.
Well, the problem with the touchscreens is you got to go into a screen, into another screen, and then into another screen to change your radio state. Too complicated. Just way too complicated. Yeah, Steve says, does lend itself to distracted driving.
Steve says he's surprised that I don't have a boombox in my back window. I miss those boomboxes. Those very, you know, everything's too complicated now. Have you tried to buy toothpaste lately? I was buying toothpaste the other day at the store, and I was like in a fog for about 5 minutes, going, "You got to be kidding me!" There's 50 some odd choices for toothpaste, for crying out loud. Not buttons, knobs. Keep it simple. I'm with you, folks. Back to what's on your mind next. 800-228-0550. Don't go away.
Edgewood Vista will soon have three locations in Bismarck Mandan. The newest Edgewood Assisted Living Building will be completed this fall at the end of Mackenzie Drive in Southeast Mandan. Edgewood Vista Mandan will have 72 apartments for rent where residents can get meals, housekeeping, and personal care provided. Contact Edgewood at 751-5300 for more information. That's 751-5300 or visit edgewoodseniorliving.com.
Hi, I'm Gene Zimmerman.
And I am Kim here at Zimmerman's Furniture. Come in and celebrate our 18th anniversary with us.
This is big. We have instant rebates up to $1,000.
And no interest up to 12 months.
Oh, by the way, these balloons are worth a lot.
Let's pop a few and see what you get.
And remember, Zimmerman's will always save you money. At Zimmerman's.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it, with what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts. If you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
What's on your mind with Steve Bach and I'm Scott Hennen? We want to know. What's on your mind?
701.
Are you okay with the touchscreen? It's one of the
questions. I like buttons, Scott. I really do. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or you can go to our website, whatsonyourmindradio.com. That'll get you to our Twitter, our Facebook. You can weigh in on some of the comments for yourself. Simple is best. Remember the old KISS principle?
How did we get like this? How did we get where there's a blizzard of choices and it's, my gosh, it's some. I mean, and I think we sort of turn into robots sometimes where we just say, well, that's the way it is, right? I mean, but go, just do me a favor. Next time you're at the supermarket or a particular store, go in the toothpaste section and just look around. And then put yourself in one of those little time transporters back 30 years. There'd have been about one-third the space. I mean, really, is it that necessary that we have 9 zillion choices of toothpaste?
It's not just toothpaste, though, Scott. Go walk down the cereal aisle.
You're right.
Take a look at cornflakes. How many different kinds of cornflakes are there in the grocery store now?
Mind-numbing. You're right. I think it's a whole aisle and on both sides, usually, isn't it?
Depending on 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Ed in Tioga, what's on your mind today?
Hey, you guys are talking about this Common Core school stuff. To me, it seems like it's just another brick in the wall of the government headed us towards socialism, you know. It's every week there's something that's coming along headed us that way.
They're streamlining the herd, is what you're saying, Ed.
Yeah, I mean, we're slowly getting there, it looks to me like, in the last probably 20 years, and it's been speeding up here in the last probably 8, what I can see.
So what's the answer? How do you stem the tide? How do you stop it? What's the firewall, Ed?
Well, I don't know. You know, our politicians on both sides are so radical. It's just their scream. It's unbelievable. I don't know what the answer is. You know, get rid of them all. Start over.
I know what the answer is not, and that's apathy. So you're on the right track by at least sounding the alarm. Now you know. You find a few others like you, and they're in Tioga, and you just keep plotting. I mean, that's why I was in a debate we had last hour, hoping to spark, number one, some information so people start asking school board members and, you know, teachers. And
I appreciate your show. I could travel the whole state and listen to you. So
God bless you, Ed. Glad you're out there listening. Thank you. Craig in Watford City, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Craig.
Hi, good morning. In 1984, George Orwell's novel, the protagonist lived in a society in which constant war was constant peace. In the NSA. And now we've joined these beheaders. If you look on YouTube and search FSA for Free Syria Army, that's kind of like the Patriot Act, a false name. But anyway, FSA and then Best Gore. You can see all the beheading videos that these Abrahamic triumvirate Semites are committing against children oftentimes. And these are our allies now because Mr. Obama has 10 scandals against him. So it's extremely corrupt and getting more so. And very few of our senators, if you look at Jim Jordan's interview, fellas, Robert Mueller, and Robert Mueller, the director of the FBI, did not know who is his agent interviewing the investigation for the Tea Party. In other words, interviewing the IRS agents who are corrupt. He had no idea, and he seemed not to care, too, frankly. And Jim Jordan is a young man, maybe 36. He's doing a great job. And then you had Steve King on today from Iowa. You had on your news on your channel. And the young people are so uprooted, they really haven't a clue in general. And they don't seem willing. I'm glad at least they're taking some umbrage at being surveilled 24/7. That's a positive sign.
I want to just ask you one quick follow-up. Other calls waiting we have to get to here. But, Craig, did I hear you suggest that the reason President Obama is taking the position he is in Syria is because of the scandals at home? Is this to change the subject in your view?
Sure, I think it is. I think that's primarily even someone such as Lindsey Graham, who's a pretty a Mandarin of Mandarin, so to speak. Even he expressed befuddlement at our Syrian policy, and many of them do. And, you know, we sent our young men over to all these wars to protect the Ashkenazis who moved in 60 years ago into Israel from Poland primarily. They're not even technically Semites. They're Ashkenazis and Khazars, most of them, the majority population. And those people never gave up after 60 years, so therefore they're evil. And it really is beyond the pale. And unfortunately, they were profound myth makers in their culture. The same people running Hollywood and the Federal Reserve, which is not federal at all, are the ones who dreamed up the Abrahamic triumvirate, which is just visited horrific things upon the world. You know, listen, the Germanic and Celtic DNA built the European cathedrals. It wasn't Christians.
Craig,
and people had morality before Christianity, sir.
Craig, thank you for your phone call. We got to move on. Jeff in Mobridge, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, I was looking at the night view on Google Earth a while back just for the heck of it, and it shows all the, you know, all the cities lit up and what's going on. And the western half of North Dakota, it's incredible how many lights. It looks like a parking lot out there. It's just insane. And then when you look at Korea, South Korea is all lit up, and right on the parallel line, the division between North and South Korea, North Korea is completely dark, like there's not a light bulb on, like they're still living in the medieval ages.
I've seen that before. I've seen that before, Jeff. It's really a stark statement about freedom, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It really makes you wonder. That's all I had. You guys have a great show. We'll talk to you later.
And it's a good tip. If you haven't seen that Google Earth photo, it really is something. I mean, the Bakken looks like, you know, a large metropolitan city, bigger than...
It's like Minneapolis.
Bigger than Chicago, bigger than Minneapolis. Yeah. It's, yeah. Speaking of which, by the way, our sponsor this hour, the Bakken Field Tour. And if you want to see firsthand, not from Google Earth, but up close, all the rigs and activity and community impacts, you really get a VIP tour of the Bakken. Go to BakkenFieldTour.com or call them at 701-577-1100. They're our sponsor for this segment of What's on Your Mind. Who's next?
Chris in Detroit Lakes, what's on your mind today?
Thanks, guys. I had mentioned to Scott, may the best toothpaste win. I'm all for free markets.
I am too. But is it? I mean, can a free market exist with you know, a little simplification? I mean, it's just. I don't know. I think it's a sign of our culture a little bit, where we've gotten to a point of being ridiculous here on some of these things.
The cream always rises to the top. Hey, let me mention this though. I think it's a missed opportunity. When you have somebody on with education, we should have more free market choices there to it. I think that a good question to ask anybody in education is, why do they not, or how would drug testing hurt the education profession?
Are you talking about the teachers?
Yeah.
You think this is a problem? Think substance abuse is
a problem in our entire society, and I don't think teachers are an exception. I think do you really believe there's no teachers that take drugs?
Well, certainly not. I guess what I'm getting at is that more a case of, you think of just the unions being against anything that would make just good common sense, or do you think it's an actual problem? I guess that's what I was trying to get at. But Chris, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Up against the break, is homelessness a problem in North Dakota? We'll tackle that next. Don't go away.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
Here's a really good reason to shop Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls. 7 new vehicle brands to choose from on one lot. That means you can take a test drive in a new F-Series truck, then a new Ram, and follow that with a GMC Sierra. What a great way to compare trucks and choose the one you like best and do it all in one stop. Nelson's a great lineup of great cars, vans, and SUVs too. Ford, Lincoln, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram, plus GMC. Nelson Auto Center has them all. Your choice and the best buy always. And we deliver your vehicle free within 300 miles. NelsonFergusFalls.com, exit 54, Fergus Falls.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Stop wasting countless hours scouring the web for survival gear when you can visit GearUpCenter.com. We specialize in the latest, most innovative products you can't find anywhere else. Products like the Crovel Multi-Tool, aquaponics systems, and our fully loaded bug-out survival trailer.
Tim Rawson here. I created GearUpCenter to bring you the latest quality-tested survival gear at the best price. Be sure to catch me again next season on National Geographic's Doomsday Prepper, where I'll be demonstrating my new Excalibur shotgun adapter system.
Get the gear your life can depend on at GearUpCenter.com.
And remember, prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
Attention preppers, think you've got everything? Think again. You need rescue tape. The ultimate emergency repair tape. Used by the U.S. Army on trucks and tanks as part of their battle damage repair kit. Rescue tape is 20 times stronger than duct tape. Rescue tape repairs leaky pipes and hoses up to 500 degrees. Waterproofs electrical connections. And even works right over oily, dirty surfaces. Rescue tape belongs in every prepper's survival kit, bug out bag, and emergency kit. Get rescued or just get stuck. Learn more at rescuetape.com.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well. just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
What's in your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, whatsonyourmindradio.com. Temps around the region, 63 in Bismarck, Mandan this hour, Williston at 68, Dickinson 66, 67 in Minot, Jamestown 67, Devil's Lake 67, Grand Forks 67, Fargo 67, Billings, Montana at 66, 70 in Miles City, Mobridge 71. 67 seems to be a popular number this time. Homelessness, is it on the rise in North Dakota, especially out in the oil patch in western North Dakota? Joining us now, Michael Carbone, Executive Director for the North Dakota Coalition for Homeless People. Rising homelessness in the state. Michael, welcome back to the program.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Michael, when you start talking homelessness and breaking down some of the numbers across the state, what are we looking at? Is it that glaring? Is there a big rise in homelessness in North Dakota?
Well, actually, we're experiencing the largest rise of any state in the country right now. And so it's really kind of a byproduct of our own success, though. We are a huge draw for people from all over the country. And so we have people who are struggling in their state of origin who are hearing about our economic success, our jobs boom that we have. And many of them are deciding that North Dakota may be the place where they can turn their lives around. And some people are coming and are indeed turning their lives around, and others are not quite as fortunate. And so what we have documented is that 87% of our homeless people in North Dakota have come in from some other state within the last 12 months seeking employment. So we are a big draw for people. At the same time, our economic success has driven rents up, and so people on fixed incomes or people with special needs are having a hard time. And we really need to keep up the pace of housing production for those folks, but we also need to be mindful of the fact that we've got people among our homeless who are people with special needs and need some sort of support. And so we need to be looking at not just affordable housing, but supportive housing as well.
I'm curious of the categories here. I, for one, compartmentalize, a situation of somebody, as you mentioned, has special needs, someone that has mental illness, struggling with an addiction of some sort that just is wandering, if you will, and lost and truly needs help, versus somebody that is, I'm going to go search for a better job, provide for my family, and I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm just going to pick everything up and go. And they might be staying in their car for a short time or an RV or wherever they can just so they can, find a job and provide for themselves. So two separate categories there. If we didn't have, the folks that were coming here to try and better provide for themselves with their families and sort of explore the Wild West of the rest of the country in some measure of trouble, North Dakota not so much, versus a traditional a person we think of when we're homeless, would we have a problem at all?
I think that we would. I mean, because we've always had a problem with long-term and chronic homelessness, but it's grown quite a bit. And what we have to understand that along with the people who are coming into the state who are employable and really just need some short-term assistance and access to affordable housing, We do have a few.
Did we lose you, Michael? Sound like a cell phone connection dropped or something, didn't it, Steve?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the things I look at is how you break that down from categories. If you travel out in the oil patch, you see people that are living in cars. One of a friend of mine runs the city shop up in Williston, and I had the opportunity being up there. I was going to meet them, and they were having their auction. And I asked him, so how often do you do these? At the police lot auction, at the auction sale. He's like, well, we used to do them about once a year. Now we're doing them 3-4 times a year. Most of it was vehicles. They were either totaled, wrecked vehicles, or vehicles that people had been sleeping in. some great deals. So we do have Michael back now. Michael, Steve Bakken here, along with Scott Hennen. It's What's on Your Mind, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550.
Mid-sentence, so go ahead and pick up your comment there, if you would, Michael.
Anyway, as I was saying, we do have a lot of people who have come into the state that are employable and just need some temporary assistance and access to affordable housing. But along with those, we're getting people who have been long-term homeless in their state of origin and are just hoping for opportunity here in North Dakota. And unfortunately for those people, it frequently does not work out well.
So if you had to categorize long-term chronic homelessness versus folks that might be in a temporary situation, what percentage-wise can you help us out there?
The vast majority at this point are people that probably are employable, but I think that the number of people with greater needs than that is probably greater than we thought. For example, the first time we documented that we had more people who were unsheltered than we do within the entire shelter system in the state was in the summer of 2011. And at that data indicated that, you know, the rate of mental illness and chemical dependency and other issues among those people was not quite as high as what we have experienced, you know, in our previous point in times, and not quite as high as national averages, but we're still in the 40% range or so. So there's, you know, among those people who are not making it, we do see a lot of the traditional needs that are associated with homelessness. And so it's a little bit difficult to quantify, in part because one of the things that we look for in identifying someone who's chronically homeless is the length of time they've been homeless, but also some sort of disabling condition that accompanies that. And then absent that disabling condition, they're considered long-term homeless, which indicates, you know, to us that there are some other underlying factors that are pretty serious. But we do have people that have come here looking for work and perhaps are working, but have still been able to obtain any housing for a year's time, and which puts them in the long-term category. And so it's a challenge for us to try to differentiate between those who just need employment and affordable housing and those who need more in terms of services.
Michael, beyond the long-term and short-term, when you break it down into categories, typically you think of somebody that was a victim of domestic abuse winds up being homeless, mm-hmm. Somebody on the street. We're looking at people coming to the state now that are looking for jobs being homeless. How do those categories break down? What are the categories for homelessness when you're looking at the picture in the state of North Dakota?
Sure, and we're looking at things like domestic violence. We're also looking at things like veterans status, you know, race and ethnicity. And we still have domestic violence as a leading contributor to homelessness. And we have many stories of the domestic violence shelters in North Dakota that have women in them who have come up with someone, you know, seeking work in the oil patch, and then the women get here and find themselves in a toxic relationship and are finding that they, you know, the only way out is to access the domestic violence shelter. And a lot of these shelters are working hard to try to get these women relocated back to their state of origin, which is where most of them want to go after finding themselves in, I guess, a really tight spot up here. But one of the things that I think should be particularly concerning to us is the number of homeless veterans that we have. And I'm happy to say we've made some progress in that respect in North Dakota. Historically, our percentage of our homeless population who are veterans has been between 20 and 25%. If you take the general population, the percentage of people in the general population who are veterans is like around 10 or 11%. So it's quite high. Nationally, the average of the homeless population who are veterans is around 15%. Well, in our most recent point in time, we have reduced our veterans percentage down to about 10%, which is, you know, close to the general population numbers. This is just the indicator from one study, and we want to see more before we get too bold in you know, claiming great progress in that respect. But it does look as if we are making progress, and that's in part because of the VA in Fargo has been really proactive on serving veterans and increasing their outreach to the western part of the state. But my agency as well has partnered with Salvation Army and community action agencies, and we've got a supportive services for veterans families program that reaches out to veterans in poverty across the state. And we've helped 351 households in the last year and a half to either get or maintain their housing. And so that shows that a concentrated effort with a good planning can be effective. But we
I just was telling folks who they're listening to. Michael Carbone, Executive Director of the North Dakota Coalition for Homeless People. New numbers suggest this problem's on the rise in North Dakota. We're trying to get to the bottom of it, answer any questions you might have. This segment, by the way, brought to you by our friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. You can find out more about them, and we'll tell you just a little bit about some more about why farmers do what they do and about agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy, about $6 billion. Find out more at ndfb.org, your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. Steve?
Let's go to Karen. Karen, in Fargo, what's on your mind today?
Yes, I was wondering what the comparison is financially between a disabled person who can work, who is given a low-income rent place to live, an apartment, or compared to that same person who is kept in a group home.
Okay. In terms of people who are disabled and living in low-income housing, most of those people have what is called a Section 8 voucher, which means they pay a third or 30% of their income towards rent. So if their income is $1,000, they're paying $300 a month rent, and the housing authority that has the voucher is making up the rest of that. In North Dakota, we've got 2,000 unused vouchers because the rents have become so high that they don't fit the guidelines for those rent vouchers. In terms of people in group homes, that's not really my area of expertise, and it's difficult for me to address that other than to say that most of those people are enrolled in some sort of program that assists them with their housing, and some of those people may indeed be assisted with Section 8 vouchers as well. But the Section 8 vouchers are difficult to use because they have the federal government put price guidelines on them, and those guidelines are quite a bit lower than the actual apartment cost.
Karen, thanks for the call. Michael, you can finish that answer on the other side of the break here. We're up against the clock. This is What's On Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hannon. 800-228-0550 is our telephone number. More after this. Don't go away.
From the very beginning, our founding sisters recognized that if Mary College was to be successful, that it was a collaborative effort. And they looked to the community. It was just a handful of sisters when we think of that beginning faculty. But quite soon, they were looking to the community for leadership. So the collaborative spirit was what made possible the growth and, in fact, the University of Mary that we know today.
Right now at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac, you can own a 2013 GMC Sierra at the lowest price of the year. 0% financing for 6 years with approved credit or savings up to $9,750. See dealer for details. The industry's best pickup coverage includes 2 years of maintenance, 3-year bumper-to-bumper warranty, and 5-year powertrain warranty. Save right now on a 2013 GMC Sierra at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac or online at SchwannCadillac.com. We are professional grade.
Daryl is on the line from Odor. Better Medicine. He's the man that can get rid of the smells, folks, the tough ones. It's a highly effective method to get rid of pet, smoke, sports equipment odors, that musty, moldy smell in your house. The solution is here out of Zeeland, North Dakota. Go to this website, getridofsmellnow.com. Use the promo code Scott to get a great deal. Daryl from Zeeland, North Dakota is on the line. How'd you do this, Daryl?
We've been doing research and development for over 5 years on the product. Chlorine dioxide is an oxidizer. When the Hart Building had anthrax in Washington, D.C., they used high levels of chlorine dioxide. So we realized there was basically a key component, chlorine dioxide, to eliminate odors. And with our R&D, we devised a provisional patent, and we designed a product, a liquid and a vapor version, to destroy the odor at the source.
This works. 100% money-back guarantee. Use the promo code SCOTT. Get free priority shipping and 10% off your order now at GetRidOfSmellNow.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
It's time for another What's on Your Mind Ag Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Why do farmers do what they do? Here with some answers today is Dawn with the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Dawn, today's question is, why do some farmers use artificial insemination on their cattle?
The biggest reason farmers use artificial insemination, or what we like to call AI, is because it helps them breed their cattle using the best traits of a select bull quickly and efficiently. If anyone has been around a bull, you know that they tend to be a little bit aggressive. And using AI means you don't have to keep several aggressive bulls on the farm. AI also reduces the possibility of injury to the cow.
Thanks, Dawn. We want to know what questions you have about agriculture and why farmers do what they do. Submit your questions by going to ndfb.org. Click on the Contact Us link at the top of the page. That's today's What's on Your Mind Ag Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
We're talking with Michael Carbone, Executive Director for the North Dakota Coalition for Homeless People on Rising Homelessness in the state, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. And don't forget, agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy each year is about $6 billion. Agriculture represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base and employs approximately 25% of our state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture. agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong agriculture will help keep our state strong, but we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and in Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Learn more about the organization by visiting the NDFB website at ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. Scott, we've got some emailers that have been weighing in as well on Facebook.
We do. We have some questions from listeners' comments as well as Facebook. You're right. Gary says, how many of the homeless are actually from North Dakota, and how many came here looking for a $100,000 job, can't work or won't work, and we are expected to take care of them? I say start a bus ticket fund to send them home. Two questions there, Michael. I guess one a question, how many are from out of state, and second of all, is the bus fund solution?
Yeah, and those are both good questions. I mentioned earlier that we've documented that about 87% of our homeless are actually from out of state. So, yeah, the vast majority are out-of-staters that have come seeking opportunity. They have come seeking work. They're not coming because they think we have great homeless shelters or that they're going to get some sort of free handout, because we're not really known for that. But many of them have come with unrealistic expectations about employment, and they are looking for those good jobs that they hear about on the news, and perhaps they don't actually qualify for. There are a lot of people that when they get here do want to return home and are not able to, and end up stuck here. And nonprofits that serve people who are homeless do not really have the funds to send them back. And so that is something that that we would like to see more of. But we do not want to do to other states what many states have done to us. We've got providers in other states in the United States that are buying a lot of people one-way bus tickets to North Dakota, thinking that that's going to be the solution to their problem. And they send them here with no employment, no housing on this end, and also with no one in terms of an agency, a community action, or a Salvation Army, or anyone like that to receive them and help them. And so what I'd like to see is some funding that helps us send people back when they want to go back. But I don't want to send our homeless problem to someone else to be their homeless problem. I think it's really important that we help make those connections, you know, ensure that they've got some sort of housing when they get back, or that they've got someone on the other end who is going to receive them and help them find that housing.
Mike emails in, it's on the rise every spring. Wait until fall, it starts to get cold, and it'll go back down. Is there a correlation between spring and fall on homelessness in the state of North Dakota?
Well, it does. It actually tends to be highest in the fall, kind of before the school season. At least that's when the shelter populations are highest. And I think in part that's a lot of people, you know, homeless families, making sure they're connected with services. There is fluctuation between winter and summer. Summer numbers are typically higher, but our winter numbers for January was 2,069 people who were homeless. Our summer numbers for July of 2011 was 1,773. So we do have a general increase, but we do have seasonal fluctuation, which we haven't been measuring long enough for me to give you a real strong trend line on that. But there is seasonal fluctuation, but in general, numbers are continuing to increase.
Quick question. I saw that this study is used to obviously secure federal grant dollars. You know, on average, what kind of money does the North Dakota get to deal with this problem each year from the feds?
Well, from the feds, from HUD at least, we get about $2 million a year. And that funds primarily transitional and supportive housing programs for people who are have some sort of disabling condition and have been homeless or would otherwise be homeless without those programs. We got about 25 of those housing programs across the state of North Dakota. In the last legislative session, the legislature did earmark $2 million for homeless programs in North Dakota.
That's an additional two. Got it. We're going to have to leave it there, but a good overview of the situation. Appreciate the time, Michael Carbone. We will see you tomorrow, folks, on What's On Your Mind. Among our guests, Kevin Kramer for Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hinnon. This is What's On Your Mind. Thanks for listening. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Are you looking for a full life, one filled with fun and enriching activities and friends? Touchmark on West Century, a full-service retirement community, offers a fulfilling and carefree lifestyle. Whether you choose to live in a cottage or an apartment, you'll have access to Touchmark's Health and Fitness Club with pool. Call 323-7000 to schedule your tour or visit touchmark.com. Experience the full life at Touchmark on West Century.
Hi, I'm Gene Zimmerman.
And I am Kim here at Zimmerman's Furniture. Come in and celebrate our 18th anniversary with us.
This is big. We have instant rebates up to $1,000.
And no interest up to 12 months.
Oh, by the way, these balloons are worth a lot.
Let's pop a few and see what you get.
And remember, Zimmerman's will always save you money. At Zimmerman's.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.